Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Your phone call is welcome at 869-1330. This is the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, sponsored by Wink Hartman and the Hartman Group of Companies. You can always listen to us by telling your smart speaker to play KNSS. You know, I got to stop putting a little extra scotch in my coffee. If you ever miss an episode, I'm telling you. That'll teach me to take morphine shots on the air. You can always visit knssradio.com. We should restart this. You'll find links to podcasts of all our previous episodes there. And, of course, make sure you like and follow the John Whitmer Show Facebook page and follow me on Twitter, at John R. Whitmer, to get all the latest updates on the show. I got through it. I finally got through it. Thank you. Thank you. Yes, yes, yes. Thank you. Thank you. You'd think I was a newbie at this. So, folks, you won't want to miss this Thursday's meeting of the Sedgwick County Republican Party. It will be the first meeting since the pandemic began. Won't be impacted by limitations to the number of people who can attend. It should be a very good meeting, very informative. Joining us now to talk about it and the latest efforts to spread our party's message locally is Sedgwick County GOP Chairman David Thorne. David, nice to have you back on the show, my friend.
Good to be here, John.
So I was looking at the agenda for Thursday. You've got the guest speaker is Jeff Fluor, president of the Greater Wichita Partnership and Wichita Downtown Development Corporation. That's a great speaker. We've had a couple of chances. We've tried to have him on the show. We couldn't get it done the first time. I want to try and circle back around with him to have him on the show again. It should provide a great opportunity for folks to ask questions about downtown development. I just think in job growth in Wichita, this is a great guest. I think people find it fascinating.
Well, yes, it's very relevant. Right now, Wichita is still down about 21,000 jobs from a year ago. The state of Kansas is a little over 70,000 jobs down still. And so it's something that impacts all of our families here. It's very important. And Jeff has done a lot of work. He's really committed his life work to helping to create jobs, open up business development opportunities, and really help grow the area, attract corporations, attract businesses. It'll be fun to hear him speak.
Yeah, I think you're right. And, you know, you've also got the Greater Wichita Partnership has been very involved in the Riverfront Master Plan and the future of Century 2. So I imagine folks on both sides of that issue will find the evening very informative as well. Great opportunity. If you're, regardless of what side you are on that issue, to talk to him and get his take on it, get, you know, what their strategic master plan is. And again, most people haven't had an opportunity probably to sit and talk with him and hear what he has to say about the master plan. Now that COVID's kind of, you know, waning, I know the city of Wichita is starting to ramp up the master plan process. It's a great time for folks to talk to him. So I think you're hitting this right at the perfect time.
Well, and we're a lot more than just a party of just pushing through our specific pieces. We will be talking about the legislative session as it finished a couple days ago before the veto session starts. We'll be talking about a few things. But the important thing is jobs and businesses are very important. And as we heal and rebuild here in the local economy, this community, we need to find ways to come together for some win. Now, I don't know if the Master Riverfront Plan is part of that win or not, but I will tell you, attracting more jobs and businesses is part of that win.
Yeah, well, and, you know, speaking of jobs, I saw your recent newsletter. You guys profiled the president's infrastructure slash jobs slash, you know, Green New Deal plan. I was glad to see you focusing on how union-heavy that proposal is. In particular, I don't think people are really have had a chance to look at this. But if you really start delving into the now it's called the PRO Act. I mean, first it was the Infrastructure Bill, and then it's the Job Act. Now it's the PRO Act. In particular, it outlaws, there's a whole bunch of things in here union-wise. Workers can be fired for not paying union dues. Workers lose the right to challenge union control of their workplace. Unions can engineer card check, basically, certification, which basically unions can, I mean, it eliminates or allows, rather, the abilities for workers to be harassed and intimidated if they don't join a union. And most importantly, the thing that I think is most outrageous, it outlaws states' right-to-work policies like the one we have here in Kansas, right?
Yeah, we're one of 27 states that has right-to-work policy. And I'll tell you, it's not just to help businesses and people have the freedoms and responsibilities they should have. Right-to-work allows for a lot of benefits to both workers and to businesses. Right-to-work states typically have a higher standard of living.
Yeah.
Higher after-tax income, more purchasing power, but the states themselves enjoy faster growth in manufacturing and non-agricultural jobs. This is straight from the Department of Labor. Lower unemployment rates and fewer work stoppages. I think it's a good thing. Now, they also have this provision that you haven't mentioned yet that mirrors California's AB 5 measure, which basically completely changes the dynamic between independent contractors and freelancers and the businesses that that bring them in to do work. And in California, it was devastating. And they still had a few mitigating measures to help with this. And the PRO Act, if you are a freelancer, if you're a software developer, a musician, or anything in between, you need to take a close look at this because your ability to be a freelancer and a contractor is going away. If you do freelance marketing, that is going away. And you're seeing a few effects already in California where across the board, the ABC test that California's AB5 put out there, no one can qualify. So you will become a W-2 type employee thanks to the PRO Act.
Yeah, it's the whole thing. But Joe Biden has said that they want to make this good. I mean, the narrative they're using, I saw Pete Buttigieg said it just yesterday. We're going to create good union jobs. That's their wording. And don't get me wrong. I mean, unions certainly in the past had a very needed, useful purpose. I've got members of my family who are members of unions. But I don't think they need to be mandated at the federal level. Certainly, they're not necessary at a one-size-fits-all. And when you've got stuff like this where the federal government is imposing it top-down on states and infringing a state's right to work or things like that, that's not the solution. But again, this is stuff that they're slipping into the bill, so hoping that people don't read it, hoping people don't see it. And I think the fact that you guys are highlighting it, that you're taking the opportunity to educate members of the party, that's the key. You're using the platform for more than just, hey, let's, you know, shill for votes or try and raise money. You're trying to educate the voters, and that's valuable.
Yeah, from Wagner in 33 to Taft Hartley in 45, John, this has been a tough issue to have the right balance. I think we figured it out in these right-to-work states like Kansas, and we want to grow jobs. The SCOTUS decision in 2018 on Janus was just another step allowing federal employees just the right. You just have a right to work and make a living,
right,
and not be a union member if you don't want to be. You can still be a union member. You can still pay union dues. You can still let those dues pay for political campaigns. But you have the right to decide which way you want to go, and we believe in that right.
Yeah, I remember one of the bills that we fought against in the state legislature was, or fought for rather, was allowing union members to be able to opt out how their union dues are used in political campaigns. Because just because I'm a member of your union doesn't necessarily mean I want my political or my dues going towards certain candidates, because I may not align politically with those candidates. Obviously, the unions, the left, the Democrats all oppose those efforts. So the meeting that you've got coming up here, it's Thursday, the Wichita Builders Association on North Main. The doors open at 6:30. Meeting begins at 7. This is your monthly meeting. You guys are finally getting back in the routine of having these again. I think it's great. I love it. I'm so glad the party is having monthly meetings again to educate, to network, to socialize, to get back together. I'm thrilled that you guys are doing that. Also want to remind folks, we've got the state convention coming up April 23rd and 24th in Manhattan, featuring Matt Schlapp and Governor Kristi Noem, right?
That's right. That's right. You know, Benjamin Franklin once said, "Tell me I forget, teach me I remember, involve me and I learn." So I want you, if you're listening, to get involved. Go straight to sedgwick.gop and reach out to us, sedgwick.gop. We want to hear from you. We want you to get involved.
You know, great minds think alike. I was just about to mention that. Sedgwick.gop, if they want information, they want to volunteer or donate. And show up next Thursday at the Wichita Builders Association.
Yes.
North Main, the doors open at 6:30. The meeting begins at 7, right?
We'll see you there.
All right, brother. Thank you much. We're going to pay a few bills. When we return, we're going to discuss the legality or illegality, as the case may be, of vaccine passports. With attorney Thomas Renz, you're listening to The John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk.